So I want to teach today a beautiful Torah from Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mitzanz, quoted in Rosh Shlomo Sefer, Pitchu Li Sha'arei Halev. It's a Torah I'm feeling very connected to today, and I'll explain why soon. Ba'ofen ekroni, advarim ha'chashuvim yoter lo k'tuvim ba'Torah. In a fundamental way, the most important matters in life are not written in the Torah. Now that's a pretty radical thing for a rabbi to say. I mean, Rav Shlomo is a pretty radical guy, but for a rabbi to say that the most important things are not written in the Torah, well, what does Rav Shlomo mean by that? B'Torah katuv, mani tzarech lechol? The Torah tells us, what do I need to eat? Ma godol tefillin? How big should my tefillin be? Ma orach hatzitzit? How long should my tzitzis be? Ma godol sukkah? Matay tzrichim la'adik ner shabbat? All the details of the halacha. But bintime, advarim shani tzarech ladat bifnim, lo k'tuvim shachor al gav lavan. The things I have to know inside, are not written black and white. Atorah omeret, al tedaber lashon hara. The Torah tells us, don't speak lashon hara. Lema od yafe, very nice. Aval mani aseim ani lo yochol lotia tzeh me'arosh shali. What do I do if I can't take it out of my heart? If I can't take it out of my habits. The Torah tells us, immerse yourself in Torah day and night. What if I can't? What do I do? I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know who I should marry. I don't know where I should live. The most important decisions in life are not written in the Torah. And I'll add on. I don't think this is only for the big decisions in life that the Torah doesn't give us exact guidance. Even on a day-to-day, I'm feeling this very much right now during the summer. I have a lot of free time and many different projects and ideas of things I want to pursue. But you know what my problem is? I never know what to do first. Should I go to the Kotel? Should I do this year? Should I learn that safer? What mitzvah should I do first? And this is something I'm always struggling with. The Torah doesn't tell us every moment what we should do with our time. So what do? We're trapped. And you know, this is something that I think Rosh Hashanah himself struggled with. There are times in his life when he was a little bit of a lost soul, a holy schlepper, as he called himself. And he wasn't sure, should I do Kiruv? Should this be my Rebbe? Should that be my Rebbe? His derech was not always so clear. There are a lot of questions. So what do? Rabbeinu HaKadosh Mitzanz Omer, our holy Rabbi Mitzanz teaches us, V'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem ayum. And you are attached to God, you're alive. It's a pasuk in Dvarim that we say when we raise the Torah. Emet ish im atem rak korim et haTorah v'inchem dveikim b'Hashem atem lo yodim klum. If you're learning Torah, but you're not attached to God, you're not asking God, what do I do at any particular moment? You don't know what to do. Omer, ilu hakol haya katuv barur, az ma tzarich et Hashem? If everything would be written clear, then what do you need God for? If it'd be written in page 35, oh, marry this person. As no speak, it's like El Sham, I'll just look there. If it's written exactly what I have to do with my life, what do I need God for? Why do I need God? Because I don't know what to do. You think I know how to wear tefillin? You think I know how to keep Shabbos? In the Musag Klavikol, I have no idea. Mamash kol psia psia shani yoseh b'chayim sheli, every step in my life, I need God's help. And I'm just thinking about this Torah, such a beautiful Torah, in the context of Rav Shlomo and his last days. I just read a story about his last day of his life, how he went up to this person in Borough Park, an old friend named Yossel, and Yossel said, Shlomo, you need to do tshuva. I'm not shaking your hand until you do tshuva. And Shlomo was so connected that he